Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Insulin resistance or murder, my sweets. Well, folks, I take good care of myself. Run or bike more or less every day, strength train a few times a week, let my body tell me when it's rested by waking up without an alarm, and a Mediterranean diet, fruits, veggies, fish, olive oil, avoid saturated fats, lots of whole grains. Little or no booze. Tobacco, well, let me just say, I am so grateful that my one cigarette when I was 13 made me so sick that I escaped that noose. How we still have the world set up so our kids can get infected by that plague as well. Some other time we'll talk about that. So I don't worry about my health. Every once in a while, though, I think about cancer. Like when another friend finds breast cancer. 1 in 9 women, how can that be? Or young people getting cancer, or people who eat like me and never smoked and drank getting it. Of course, a lot of scientists have been asking the same questions. And then I read an article in the recent New York Times magazine about sugar. Yes, my sweet, white, brown, high fructose corn syrup makes no difference. Turns out too much sugar in our diet causes insulin resistance. Quote, now considered the fundamental problem in obesity and the underlying defect in heart disease and in the type of diabetes type 2 that's common to obese and overweight individuals. End quote. And then here was the kicker for me. Quote, it might also be the underlying defect in many cancers. End quote. Uh-oh. My one indulgence has been sweets. Now, I'm very skeptical about so-called scientific articles in the popular press, but this was written by a highly respected medical journalist specializing for years in health issues, and he cites highly respected scientists and a train of evidence that isn't at the penicillin kills harmful bacteria level yet, but very compelling. Enough for me to think, are sweets worth it? Nope. Not a good bet there. Gonna hold on to a bit of chocolate now and again, but cutting back big time otherwise. The reference is on our website at healthlinkonair@upstate.edu. I'm Dr. Rich, murdering my sweets, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.